Are you ready to lose those love handles? Do you work hard to stay in shape and eat healthy, yet you can't get rid of stubborn fat? Now there's a clinically proven way to help you look slimmer without surgery or downtime. It's called Sculpture. Sculpture's innovative procedure destroys fat in just 25 minutes with visible results as quickly as 6 weeks. Sculpture sounds amazing, right? Check it out for yourself by clicking on the banner or go to goodbyefat.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and lift off.
Coach on Fire Radio.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you fighter.
Welcome to Ignite Your Luminescent Life, Intuitive Business Mastery and SaaS with me, your host, Dr. Elena Espinel. I'm a high-performance psychologist and intuitive business mentor who empowers heart-centered entrepreneurs to express their divine calling through profitable and transformational businesses. And today, I'm super, super excited and delighted and honored to have with me my mentor and friend, Jay Fissette. He is just amazing, has had such an incredible impact in my life. He is a best-selling author. I love this student of human nature. And you and I relate on this student of human nature part. Avid outdoorsman at 5-star hotels. I love that. Smart, fluent, smart ass. Can see and reflect your life mission in 5 minutes flat. Loves having his two sons that he can play, so he can play with his toys, and still fantasizes about his wife about after 25 years, which I love, and I think is so true. And he loves ideas and loves results even more. One of his most favorite famed phrases is, done is better than perfect, and a phrase that I have come to love and appreciate so much about you. One of the things that you say, and I just love your bio because I resonate so much with it. Like, you can simultaneously laugh and cry for two different reasons at the same time. And and has never been Star Trek, but did get a chance to meet Martin Luther King Jr. So he is actually one of, not just a rising star, but like an incredible, incredible human being that is making a fantastic impact in our planet and in our sphere, and has devoted now all his efforts to training people to run really powerful masterminds. So I am really, really excited to have you here, Jay. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm honored and privileged to be here, and I always like hanging out with you. So whatever we're going to do is going to be great.
I agree. So what I'd like for us to do is I want people to kind of get to know you a little bit more, and then we can kind of dive in a little more with the specifics of masterminds and that kind of thing. So I want to hear a little bit from you. I mean, of course, I know this, but probably our listeners don't know this. And by the way, if you're listening to this radio broadcast and you actually want to see us interacting and want to see the video of both of us, you can sign up to get that at intuitivebusinessmastery.com/radio. And that's intuitivebusinessmastery.com/radio. So I'd like for you to kind of share with us a little bit about how did you actually get to start doing masterminds? So now you're kind of like the millionaire mastermind mentor, right? And that's kind of what you're doing. But I know that that wasn't what you were always doing. And so I'm kind of curious about, you know, how you actually got to be doing this thing.
Well, it's a bit of a long story. I will do my best to keep it short. But my history, I kind of had to chuckle when you said the rising star thing. I have been in the personal transformation world for 30 years. It's hard to believe even when I say that. It causes me to pause for a little. Oh, where the hell did 30 years go? Anyway, I've been in it for 30 years. And I've always been really more interested in the ongoing integration application and the creation of real and lasting change than I have in the what I'm going to call the beauty and the altered reality of the short-term transformation. Because it's easy to go, oh, my life has changed, and then go back to the same old stuff, as you and I both well know. So what transpired for me is that, you know, over the last 30 years, we've had about 40,000 graduates go through our personal transformation programs. And for me, somewhere in the 5 to 6 year range, I was really starting to, and this is one of the benefits, is that we did that primarily in Calgary, Alberta, and in Western Canada. So we lived in the same communities as our clients, and we would see what was and was not working, people who were making the changes, people who were not making changes. And it just became very clear to me that people required more support to escape the gravity of the lives, the environments, the communities, and the relationships that they had built that reinforced their old way of being. So what we did was we started developing mastermind groups that my facilitators and my mastermind mentors and my internal coaches led to support people after the actual transformational weekend to integrate, apply, and, you know, live into the transformation that they, you know, would get a glimpse of and a taste of in the weekends and in the workshops. So that really was well over 20 years ago. And then this crazy thing happened, I guess, about 3 years ago, which was trying to figure out internet marketing. And I don't know if any of you are at home trying to figure out internet marketing, but that's a good way to lose some hair and to get some gray hairs on your chin.
and to lose a bunch of money and time. and
we just call it bonfires. Just put money in bonfires and we warm our hands. just at the beginning. It gets better, folks, I promise.
Uh-huh. Anyway,
the reality is that we were looking at this it was a giveaway, and somebody suggested different things to give away, and I ended up giving away this Mastermind Mentors Manual, which was something I'd spent a fortune developing, and it's the actual tool we use to train, support, and structure the education of our coaches, facilitators, and trainers. And it was this internal document that had never been released to the public. That was never its intention, but I gave it away. And some crazy wildfire thing happened where it's like, oh my goodness, this is good. We should do more of this. And you know, and I think it was in 4 or 5 days, we had like 3,400 or 3,600 opt-ins. I can't remember the exact numbers. And then it was like, well, I suppose we should figure out
something else to offer.
So really what, you know, the long story to say this is that this mastermind mentor role came of a very tiny thing, but the important and significant thing that we did in our own business for about 22 years, that then we released that internal training process to the public. So coaches, experts, entrepreneurs, people who are working one-to-one, who want to scale to one-to-many, we help people put together mastermind groups to add six figures to their bottom line and be more, let's say, be more cautious, be more careful, be more diligent about protecting their most valuable resource in their life, which is their time. And that's the essence of it. And had you told me that this is what would have transpired 4 years ago, I'd have said you were crazy.
Well, isn't that true for most of us? You know, like, I mean, I think about like what I'm doing now, and if somebody had told me that I would be doing this, I'd be like, what? No, that's no. Right. And so there's a couple of things that you said, and which I really want to just highlight, because I think it's really important. And, you know, when people are listening, it's like we kind of capture a few things, and these are really important things. And it goes back to an email that you sent a little while back about, you know, how you became an overnight success. And so, right. You know, and so I love that, because I think that there is this sort of veneer, right, out there for a lot of people that are like, oh, this person just became an overnight success, right? And the reality of it is that it's like that's what we're seeing on the outside, and that behind that sort of seemingly overnight success, there's like 10 or 15 or 20 or 30 years of a lot of hard work and a lot of experience and a lot of wisdom earned in the way, in the hard way a lot of times, to really get to that place, you know. And so I really appreciate you sharing that and honoring that, because then I think that just kind of makes a lot of people go like, you mean like there's nothing wrong with me that I haven't gotten this thing right, you know, right off the bat. There's another thing that I wanted to highlight, and because you're kind of mentioning it like super casually, like it was this thing, you know, that we just kind of gave. It is like an amazing a freaking amazing resource. And actually, I'm going to give people the link where they can get it, and then I'll repeat it throughout, because it is like, this is probably the most comprehensive resource that anybody could get. And if anybody's interested in running masterminds or seeing how masterminds go, or like seriously, don't do it without it. And it's just tinyurl.com/MM. And I just have MM for mastermind, MM-manual. So tinyurl.com/MM-manual. And it's like, it's a pretty amazing, it's like 40, 30, I don't know how many pages, and has like all of the processes and like the whole shebang.
Well, put it this way. So it's 52 pages.
52. There you go. Thank you.
And I have had, when we first sent it out, and then we decided that we were going to put a program around it, and we've since done a couple of programs. We've got Mastermind Essentials, the Launch Mastermind 9-Day Bootcamp, a variety of pieces. But it's funny that people would send me emails, and I wish I'd kept it, because at the time I didn't think too much, but I thought it was just, oh, that's kind of silly and funny. But I got emails from people saying, "Ooh, I'm sorry, I think your tech person made a mistake because you actually sent me the content of the course, it's not the freebie." And it's like, no, because they manual. Seriously, that's how, I mean, it's the real thing that we did. It's nothing's held back, nothing's filtered out. It's like, this is what we did, this is what works. So anyway, I still smile and smirk at that because I think that's the funniest thing ever.
And it's pretty amazing. You know, I still go through it and I'm like, oh my gosh, yes. Like there's so much value in it. So, you know, I think it shows because I've trained with you and I've learned from you, I know this. And so the people that don't know this about you, it's like, you are one of the most generous people that I have ever met. And I think that your, this download actually, it's a great example of that, right? Like you're just giving away like your entire thing. You're not holding anything back. It's like, here it is, here's how to do it. And so it just, I think it's just like this little tiny, for me, it was like this little tiny introduction to you. And I was like, wow, who is this guy? That's like, you know, it made me pay attention more. It made me lean in and want to know more about you. So,
oh, cool. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just one of those things for me, and I guess that's the key piece, is that, and you know this from our conversation that starts saying that, is I fervently believe, and this is, I'm going to do my best not to go on a rant, but I, you know, here's the truth of it. I just fervently believe that as we get more connected, like I just love the fact that you and I can be here looking face-to-face halfway across the world, connecting in real time. And I feel as though, you know, quite literally, we're sitting having a coffee together and having this chat. Like, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I love what technology has done to, you know, bridge that gap. But the truth of it is there's a dark side to it, too, which is that lots of people have pseudo-intimacy, pseudo-support, and pseudo-connection through a Twitter feed, through four likes on Facebook, through, you know, subscribers to their YouTube channel. That is a little bit of a disservice. And this idea of masterminds, which really is this idea of a small group of committed people working towards a similar goal where we truly support one another, network, resources, wisdom, experience, all of those pieces come together. It's to me, it's like family of choice. It is the way in which we can accelerate the consciousness of humanity. It's ways in which we get to save a shitload of time, effort, energy, and money from spinning our wheels trying to figure it out on their own. If any of you are highly independent people like I was, let it go faster and sooner than I did. It'll help, I promise. So it's just, for getting that, it's like, good Lord, if any people could just use it. And by the way, here's the record, and here's a little challenge to anyone at home. There was a woman named Carol from Toronto who got the manual. She was a coach, and she launched her first mastermind inside of 24 hours. She had 10 people paying $97 a month, which isn't a whole ton of money, but it's $1,000 a month for one night a month. Mm-hmm. That's $12,000 added to her bottom line for 12 weeks. Mm-hmm. And she built it in 24 hours. 24 hours. So, you know, if you beat that, you got to let me know, because then I can, you know, say it's you.
That's awesome. Well, and you actually bring something else, which, like, I'm going to try not to get on a soapbox about this. And But I have this thing, and this was even before I met you, and this is one of the things why I really resonated with you. There's a lot of people that call masterminds to things that are not really masterminds. You know, like, join my mastermind, and it's like a Facebook group, or join my mastermind, and it's group coaching. But it's not actually what truly a mastermind is, and it just it like irritates me. And there's a part of me that has like this empathy of like, well, they don't really know. And, you know, there needs to be some education about what, you know, but there's also like this part of me that's like, why are they calling it a mastermind? It's not really a mastermind. And so, you know, and I'm sure that you've run across this like a whole bunch.
Only once or twice.
Right. So I'm kind of curious as to, you know, what can you tell our listeners? Because I think that, to me, it's not necessarily about being like so much on our high horse about like, I know what a mastermind is and I'm trained in a mastermind, da-da-da. But I think it's more about the transformation and the value that we deliver our mastermind members, and that people have participated in these like pseudo masterminds and have had a bad experience. Right. And then they don't, then now they're kind of hesitant and they don't really want to join another mastermind because they're like, oh, well, I had a bad experience. And so I'm wondering if maybe you can share, like, what would be some things that, consumers, listeners would need to be looking for and paying attention to when they're wanting to select a mastermind, right? Like, what's the thing that they need to, we need to be looking for?
Okay.
I know, I just gave you a bit.
Screaming from rant. I'm gonna create a new little hashtag, RFR, refrain from rant. I want to actually say.
You can rant a little.
So here's the thing. Napoleon Hill, who nicknamed or coined the phrase mastermind, you know, he was pretty specific about it being a small group of people committed to one another, serving, supporting, getting together on a particular topic, blah, 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 blah. All good. So here it is.
Push a little button.
Yeah, exactly. So here's what's true is, in the past, since I started masterminds to today, my definition of what is a mastermind has actually expanded. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually more inclusive of some Facebook groups. I'm more inclusive of Google list, you know, those list server kind of things than I ever was before.
Huh.
And what I want to qualify about this is that, because there was a time where look, we just can't have the intimacy that we can create with 8 or 12 or 16, you know, my sweet spot, frankly, is around 10. I really like 10, mm-hmm. 8 or 12 or 16 people. We just can't create that kind of intimacy in a larger environment and without the face-to-face, heart-to-heart, all the rest of it. Now, I'm a part of a couple of online masterminds. The vast majority of them, by the way, fizzle and just aren't that strong. However, I'm a member of two online masterminds that have many hundreds of members that are unbelievably valuable. Mm-hmm. Now, they are more tactical masterminds, yes, than they are relationship building masterminds, although some amazing and powerful relationships have been built there by me, right, and by many others. Mm-hmm. But there is a place for that. So I just want to be, you know, before I go on my rant, I just want to, you know, acknowledge that my definition is broader today than it was even 5 years ago, mm-hmm, certainly broader today than it was 22 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I do think that as we get really clear about the purpose and the promise of a mastermind, mm-hmm, there are a multitude of different methodologies, technologies, and processes that can facilitate the kind of connection, intimacy, and support that is what the core of it is. Mm-hmm. Now, that said, here's what I'm looking for. Top of the list, number one, the most important thing. I have a firm belief, which is all people who are in the mastermind world should both be a member of a mastermind and a leader of a mastermind. Mm-hmm. So the question becomes, what is the leading learning edge of the person who is leading the mastermind? What are they bringing back to this particular group? Because if they're not a member of a mastermind, or at least one, I think it should probably be more. I would say that there's a problem walk in the talk and that there's an issue in the fundamental grounding process. So that's the very first thing I'm looking for. Now, the next thing I'm looking for is this, is what is the vetting and selection process? Because if, in fact, the vetting and selection process is that you have X number of dollars available on your credit card, that is head and foot fiasco on wheels, not now, but right now. And I'm really looking for how selective are they about me? How selective are they about the rest of the community? Who is going to be in that room with me? Because I'm really genuinely, for the most part, paying for access to other brilliant people. So there's the vetting process. Then the third part is the actual structure of the masterminds themselves. How much of it is coaching training? How much of it is access with one another? How many people are there that I can get to actually connect with and have a meaningful conversation? Simple and clear to me instantaneously. Is this a match or isn't it? Like that fast. But I guess the long and the short of it from a consumer's perspective is crying out loud. Do not be dazzled by the shock and awe and a mastermind group that says, great, come hang out with me and 300 of my closest friends while I train you how to do, move your program, learn how to sell from stage. That is not a mastermind. That's a training. And there's a problem with the training program. We should just distinguish the two.
Yeah. And I think that that's really, really important. This is, I think, a big piece in our sphere is that people get confused about group coaching programs and training programs and masterminds, And so being able to recognize, they can come together, but there is one piece where it's just the coaching as a group and training you to do something. And then another very different that is the actual mastermind where you are coming together and serving and supporting each other, which I think is pretty important. I see your face doing some funny things.
I just got a weird note that I'm just like turning everything off. So it's like, I'm not getting distracted here. Like, the hell? Like, where'd that come from? Everything's off.
Yeah, I think that, there might be a little slowing. I was trying to take notes, and my Evernote is going to be slow, so I'm trying to see if I can close it at the same time, too.
You're the one sending me a note? No.
No, I wasn't. So there's, and I want to kind of go through that thing again, because I think that's really, really important. Like you said, the leader needs to not just be the leader of a mastermind, but also be a active member of at least one mastermind, potentially two. The selection and vetting process. One of the things that I say is that everybody needs a mastermind, but the mastermind needs everybody. You know?
That's a really good line.
So, right. So really being able to, for me, I'm looking at anybody could benefit from a mastermind, right? Like who wouldn't? Really. But for me, I'm looking at how to contribute to the group a way that they are going to get contribution to themselves. Because if there's like one person that it's, you talk about drainers and contributors, I think that's how you.
Drainers, energizers, absolutely. Yeah.
And so if there's just one person that's drainer, then that can totally bring the whole group down, And so really looking at how they're all going to be contributing and lifting up. So I think that's really, really big. And then third one. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, what I was just going to say is that in the process, one of the very specific questions that I'm looking for, not only the match and all the pieces, one very specific question I'm looking for is how forthright, how direct about, look, buddy, what the hell are you, what are you going to bring us up level this through? If they're not asking that of me, they're not asking it of everyone, and then I know there's going to be challenges. So the most important grounding mastermind really is this idea of my contribution. So how do I go in there and make epic contribution as powerfully and as directly as I can? And that has to be starting point. Anything less than that, chain us or train us, and that's not what a mastermind is.
Correct. I think it's so super important for people to know, you know, because it's really about not just what they're going to get, but how they're going to contribute. And that's why I think it's so powerful, you know. So
number three, I'm sorry, I interrupted you when you were talking.
No, please go ahead.
The vetting. Oh, and how much access am I going to get to the other people, and what is the structure of the actual event? And is it really going to be more about training, or is this going to be one of those loosey-goosey, we're going to get together and we're going to have a cup of coffee and see how it goes? Like, it has to have a structure. They need to have some facilitator skills. They need to have some experience behind them, all of those pieces, because you can have in the absence of structure, a mastermind always fails. And that's really what this 52-page manual, and honest goodness, gang, you've got to go get the manual. That is just, and I should qualify this, is that that manual was for a very specific format that we used, which was a four-hour meeting once a month for a year. But it's designed, it'll give you the exact details of how to do that. But you can R&D and adapt that to whatever format you want. But in the absence of those structures and formats, they always falter and fizzle. Always. So anyway, those are the three things I'm looking for. And as a consumer, those are the three things I strongly suggest you look for.
Well, and I think that there's an important piece that you just kind of mentioned offhandedly. And maybe this is something that we need to talk more, but it's the importance of the facilitator having experience and really strong skills, which means not just necessarily teaching and not just coaching, but really knowing how to direct a group, how to take control of a group, being able to just have like energetic presence and power, and how to be able to inspire people to rise to be their best selves, and then how to deal with the dynamics of the group, which that's like there's just so much there, right? That you just said, okay, we'll have good facilitation skills, but I think that there's a lot of people that are like, oh, I think I'm going to do a mastermind group, right? And they've never even like led a group in their life.
Oh, it's funny. I have said this, and it sounds pokey because it is, but I would wager in the last 24 months that 90% of the mastermind groups that have started in exactly this way. Somebody signed up for a mastermind group. They got on a plane and they flew somewhere, and they sat down in a room. They looked around and they counted. It's like 22 people at $30,000, $600,000. I'm starting for a mastermind. That's how I believe 90% of them have started. And while I admire people's capacity to build a business and do all those sorts of things, that plus a little training, structure, support, and facilitating skills, that's what you're looking for.
Yeah. So I'm going to kind of go – I want to give the URL for the manual, because we've been talking about it, and I think that, like – seriously, like if you have any kind of interest in running a mastermind, even just I think participating in a mastermind, having the manual would be really helpful, because you can actually even just kind of look at like, okay, like is this person like doing something that is like totally like way off, or you know, is there any kind of semblance of some of the principles that you have outlined in the manual? And so that is tinyurl.com/mm-manual. So tinyurl.com/mm-manual.
And I'd like to just give another reason for somebody to just get the manual, which is this. If any of you are in a one-to-one business and you're beginning to feel like, I'm still just trading time for money, or oh my goodness, you know, when I stop working, so does the income stops, all those things. If you're just looking for a way to scale but maintain intimacy and increase the value, and it's like, I'm not sure what that is yet. For goodness sake, get the manual and see one way to do that. And it is by no means the only way. It's just a way that I happen to love. It works, all those pieces. So anyone who's just in a one-to-one model that's wondering, you know, what's next, you should really just download it and check it out.
Well, and I'm glad that you say that, because honestly, Jay, I mean, and you know this, but this was really the thing that that drew me to you so much, which you know, I already had a pretty successful business, and I had kind of gotten to the place of topping, you know, like I can't work anymore one-to-one. Like, you know, like you get a point of saturation of how much money you can make, how much you can serve too, because you start getting burnt out. And then I had that terrible accident that sort of was like this wake up call of me realizing like, wow, if I'm not like actively in there, then I'm not generating income. And it was like such a huge wake up call for me to like rearrange my business and for me to start considering doing group programs, all the stuff. But for me, it was like this big jump of feeling like I didn't want to let go of the intimacy that I had with my one-on-one clients. And so I had all of this resistance to actually building this group online program that even though in my head sounded great, like in my heart, I was like really resisting it because I really wanted to have the connection and the intimacy. And so for me, having run groups before and knowing how powerful they were, like masterminds were like beautiful. Like it was like, oh, this is the best way. Like it's the best of both worlds of really making a significant impact, reducing the amount of hours that I'm devoting and actually creating a bigger transformation and having that close connection and intimacy that I think is so, so powerful. So totally.
It's interesting that you say that because, you know, I was teasing a little bit about trying to master online marketing, but I, you know, in hindsight, you know, from not having a clue to struggling to being pretty darn successful online and pretty pleased with that, there is no question in my mind that a significant portion of that struggle was my attachment to real value happens face-to-face in a classroom.
Right.
All this other stuff is just like rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. and nothing could be further from the truth. Both have an incredibly important place.
Mm-hmm.
They're different. Unique. Mm-hmm. They have unique strengths. They have unique challenges in both cases. Mm-hmm. And I really think that the big piece for us beginning to click that and to really move that needle was the acceptance and embracing of both the strengths and the challenges of both models and trying to weave them together to get the best of both worlds for our clients.
Awesome. Yeah, no, I agree. So in some ways, I'm going to go back a little because this is a question that I normally ask towards the beginning, but I'm just kind of following our flow. I know that you and I just flow really well. You know, I know that anybody that is seeing you now sees you as somebody that is like incredibly successful. But I also know that things didn't always work out perfectly and the way that you wanted. And so I'm kind of curious if you would share with our listeners, like, what are some of the, ways that you have dealt with, like, all of the, you know, being an entrepreneur comes with, like, so many disappointments and so many challenges and so many, like, oh my gosh, this is going to be, and then it's like, crash, you know? And so I would love for you to kind of share some of the grounding behind how you are doing what you're doing, how you have built the huge success that you have built today.
Well, number one, I appreciate you saying huge success. And here's the honest to God truth about it. And I just turned 50. And the reality is I actually just feel like I'm just getting started.
Mm-hmm.
Like I kind of feel like these whole, you know, first 50 years are kind of like the warm-up round. And thinking back when I was a kid watching my dad turn 40 and, you know, feeling sad for him because he was half dead. I remember thinking, I think he knows that he's only going to live till he's 80 and he's like, he's half dead. And I'm at 50 thinking life is just starting. Anyway.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
So there's a whole bunch of things for me that I think are woven into the ups and the downs. And I should qualify it by just being really, really clear is that we started from nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I've had the experience of my life of cutting the hot dog the long way so that there's something to eat the next day. Okay, so from that to, you know, strong seven-figure businesses in 14 months
mm-hmm.
and everything in between,
mm-hmm.
like everything in between.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is not an experience of, you know, somebody handed over a business or any of those sorts of things. This was, we started from scratch and I say we because I'm including my dear wife in this because we built the business together, you know, and she lived, you know, we worked side by side up until we had kids and then she came home and worked harder with kids than I did with the business,
yes.
frankly.
Yes. No, I think that that's very true.
So I think the most important piece in terms of the grounding for the ups and the downs is this idea that I'll say what mine is, and then I'm going to broaden it to what I think people struggle with.
Great.
Is that I am just in the process of learning and trying to figure stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
I am certain that there's a way, and I'm also pretty clear that I don't know a way. And by the way, if anybody tells you they're selling it a way, run like hell. That's a good sign. Anyway. So my grounding has always been is that I'm here to serve. I was very clear about my mission, and I think you've shared with me times where I've shared my structure for creating mission, those sorts of things. I've reviewed my mission of why I'm here, how I measure my mission, if I'm on track, if I'm off track, all of those pieces. I've been doing that fundamentally twice a day for the better part of 30 years.
And when you say why I'm here, you mean why I'm here in this world? And I'm just clarifying
Absolutely. Why I'm here in this world? What I choose to believe, and I don't know if this is true, but let's be clear about this. I choose to believe I'm a spiritual being having a human experience. So I came here for a particular part of the evolution of my soul and a particular part of the contribution to serve and support other people for the evolution of their soul. And that could be complete and utter bullshit that I just made up. However, it serves and supports me to stay on track with what I believe my contribution is and add meaning to this crazy thing called life.
Yeah.
So I review my mission, and my mission is unbelievably important to me in terms of an alignment tool.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think of it, and then people have all heard this, but I'll say it again. An airplane going anywhere is off track like 98-99% of the time, and it's the little adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
And what I believe, if we were to look at, success, if that's the right word, is that my mission statement and my commitment to, number one, using my mission statement isn't some hoity-toity thing on the wall.
Right.
It's recorded. I listen to it every single time I work out, and I was just running and I was listening to it, and it's that alignment piece. Is that instead of waiting until I'm 10 degrees off, 25 degrees off, 45 degrees off, 90 degrees off, is that it's been, I think I adjust back onto purpose faster than most human beings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I do so with almost no self-recrimination, blame, blah, all the negative shit that people let themselves get stuck into. That's just been a process of, leading personal transformation programs, getting clear about what my mission is, doing my best to release a series of limiting beliefs, committing to ideals higher than me, and that way I don't get stuck very, mm-hmm. very often or very long.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really the key piece. Now, that said, is that, and some people will not agree with this, but that's all well and fine. I don't have a whole bunch of grandiose expectations about anything.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. It's like, this would be interesting, this would be cool, this would make this worthwhile, this would help grow this particular business, this would take care of my kids, this would be, I don't have a bunch of grandiose expectations. So if something goes well, yahoo. Mm-hmm. And if something goes, and what do I learn? How do I carry on? If something goes shitty, it's like, that was interesting. What do we learn? How do we carry on? So it's really a, how do I put that? An exploration, an adventure, and an alignment tool. And that really seems to be the process. And I see people time and again get themselves knocked over the wind out of their sails because they did something and it was supposed to do this. I'm doing a bonus training for Web Summit as a way of list building. And, I remember doing the very first one that I thought I was going to add 10,000 people to my list, and I added 2,300 people to my list. I thought I was going to make $100,000 and make $10,000. And you know what? On we go.
Yeah.
But I also know people that started at a similar time in the online world that I did that had results that or worse that are nowhere to be seen today,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
because it knocked them out of the game.
Yeah.
The expectation was this was going to put me on the map and this was going to make me a bunch of money and this was going to figure the damn thing out. That was a very long answer, and I'm sorry.
No. I love. Like, my heart just swells, Most of my decisions are based on my intuition, and it's based on this alignment and this resonation. And this, I mean, just every time I hear you say this, I'm like, this is why I chose you to be my mentor. This is why I lined up behind you, really, because what you're saying is that ultimately it's not really about this thing. It's not really about this mastermind or this program or, you know, it's really about who you are, and it's about you showing up in the best possible way that you can to grow yourself and to serve humanity, which I think that that's ultimately what should be all of our goals. And a lot of times we get caught up in this little, you know, merry-go-round of bullshit, you know, that is telling us, like, you know, this is making you worthy or not worthy or blah, blah, like all of this stuff, you know, which
and
I think is so hard.
If there was a key to, well, there's a whole bunch, but if there was one key that I think is important to share in this process, it is to not fall for the external standard comparing bullshit. Like, it's that one piece, I think, is the sponsoring action. And there's sponsoring thought of and a belief around I'm not good enough the way that I am, and therefore I have to look external to see how other people are doing and where I fit.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna if like I happen to do a little better, then it's like, oh, I'm okay today, or like that's just, we know how that story goes. But
yeah,
to be honest, the truth is, if we could simply set our own standard and stick to it,
mm-hmm.
and I'm talking about with our own mental, emotional, spiritual well-being, with the quality of our relationships with our spouses, kids, family, loved ones, all those pieces, with our business income, with our the house that we live, the car that we drive, all just set the damn standard and be done. Suddenly, all the rules just tilt in our favor. It's tough to lose that way. It's really tough to lose that way. But most people set up this win-lose game comparing to some external standard that has no reality or no influence or impact on the quality of our lives, our contribution, or our businesses. It's crazy. Completely crazy.
I couldn't agree more. I was interviewing Kristen Thompson.
Mm-hmm. I love her.
Me too. Last week, and she was saying something about kind of letting go of expectation, you know, and I said, I have a term for it, and I call it passionate detachment, which is like being super passionate about what you're doing, but totally detaching from the outcome, you know, because I think that ultimately when you have that, then you are able to, though it's really like, it's super easy. It's easy to talk about it. It's an easy concept to understand up here, and a really hard thing to like do and embody. And I have to share with you, because I mean, you have shared this all along, because this is who you are, and you infuse this into your masterminds, into every part of your training, which, you know, I mean, I really wanted to highlight this, because, you know, I have to say this to you, and you're going to laugh. The very first video that I watched of you, I was like, who is this person?
I don't think person was the phrase you were thinking.
You know, I was like, I mean, I was like interested because, you know, all of the value that you gave in your manual. And then I was like, but then there was something, I mean, obviously I know that in your videos, you can't really share like so much of this, you know, like there's a particular purpose. And, you know, I think it was you were launching your bootcamp. But there was this little glimmer of this that all of a sudden I saw that got me to your event. And, you know, and at your event, I really was able to, I'm like, okay, you know, I'm not just going to learn masterminds and marketing and whatever. Like, I'm really going to expand who I am as a human being. And that really huge.
It's funny, you know, talking about resistance and things is when we first started doing this mastermind thing, I'd be at an event and somebody calls me, hey, you're that mastermind guy. And honest to goodness, it felt insulting to me, Elaine.
Right.
So, and in fact, at the beginning, I used to say this smart-ass response, which was, yeah, look, you know, saying I'm the mastermind guy is a little bit like saying being a speck of pepper on a fly's ass.
Yeah, it's like you're your little pinky nail, right?
And what at the time felt diminishing and small is like, oh no, that's new. I've actually quite come to embrace,
yeah,
as a way for people to slot me in their brain,
right.
and at least open the conversation so that we can begin to see, you know, what I deem to be the more important conversations.
Right.
So I appreciate you saying that. And truth is, it takes somebody who's been doing their own work to recognize and see it, feel it, and all those sorts of things. Mm-hmm. And for many, I'm just a mastermind guy, and that's all well and fine. For people who've been doing a little work, it's always a little different.
Well, I mean, and I wanted to highlight this partly because of my community and for them to kind of see that there's so much more that they will get to see and experience when they attend your event, when they get to interact with you. There's, you know, they're going to get a lot of the practical and the nuts and bolts and the, you know, how to position and lead and structure and all of the awesome things that you do in regards to masterminds, but that there's like so much more that happens and transpires when people enter your community and your sphere and your tribe that I just really deeply respect and appreciate. And yeah, I have to share this with you because you will, I think that you'll love this. You know, you talked about your mission and it was work that you had us do and you had us record it and had, you know, create our anthem. And just last weekend, I was invited to do a talk for an event. And it was like everything that could go wrong was going wrong, you know, like the event was running late. Somehow I ended up being last, which I wasn't last. Initially, you know, people that had been speakers at the event prior had basically taken content from my talk and incorporated it into their stuff and presented it. And so, like, I'm sitting there and it's like, it's going late. People are leaving. Other people are presenting stuff that I wanted to present. So, of course, all my shit starts coming up, right? Like, I'm like, and Shane, like, just notices me, you know, and he just like,
you can feel it from a mile away.
Totally. Like, he just totally, like, puts his hand in my leg and just, like, holds my hand, you know, and I'm just going, like, you know, and it's, like, all this stuff of, like, what am I doing here? And it's not going well. And, like, you know, all my bullshit, you know, like, what am I going to do? And da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then I thought, just listen. And so I, like, plugged in my headset to my phone, and then I just listened to my mission statement and to my anthem, and I just listened to it twice right before I went, and then I did something that I didn't think I was capable of doing. It's something that I've never done before, you know, and it was kind of like it made me rise up as a speaker, you know, like I was able to bring people together. They came forward, they stayed engaged. Shane was like, like, you were the best speaker, like, I'm super impressed, and, you know, and I'm sharing that just because it was all the work that we've done, and I never thought that I would need to use it in an emergency situation, but it was, like, really, like, kind of reminding myself, like, this is who you are, like, move your ego out of the way, and just show up, like, let go of all the bullshit, and just show up as your best self, you know, and so, yeah.
It is, you know, that whole process of mission, I actually think, is one of the most significant in the universe, and it's shocking to me how few people really rate it into their life and into their world, and it is, it's game-changing, and you know, I plugged the book that I took my process from, which is 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, and gang, if you've ever read it, go back and read the mission chapter and absolutely do it. It has been absolutely life altering for me and for, you know, literally tens of thousands of my clients.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It was super powerful. So I thought I'd share that with you because I thought you'd be excited to hear, like, hey, it's worked. So as we're going along, I think that this is a really good segue for you to kind of share a little bit more about, like, why are masterminds really so important and so powerful? Like, why is it so important that people join a mastermind? And you've kind of talked about lots of this, but, you know, just deeper.
I'll hammer it as clearly as I can, which is this. I'm going to make a societal sort of poke here, which is really. That's a big deal. So North Americans, and I'm going to say North Americans and Americans even more so than Canadians,
mm-hmm.
Take this independence piece and My Way piece and the cowboy rebel piece.
The lone wolf piece.
Yeah. Take it to heart to a degree that is damaging and slows down our personal and our collective evolution. And please understand this. I am an independent rebel to my core. I get it. I've been there, done that, all the rest of it. And without a doubt, to my detriment in many times. It is the strength that became the greatest limiting factor of my growth and contribution. I give you 100 examples of that, but we don't have time. So here's the reason why the masterminds are so important, is that mastermind, the correct mastermind, as I fling my correct mastermind, is a quantum accelerator that quite literally bends time. And what occurs is that it acts as a catapult, not just for me, but for everyone in the community. When we truly come together and pool our resources, our network, our wisdom, and our experience. And when those things are pooled, it's possible to accomplish in days, weeks, and months what would have been months, years, or never. And it only happens when we come together in this stunning, beautiful, synergistic way that we can see in others how we can serve. Others can see in us how they can serve. And we just come to the table saying, let's freaking do this for the benefit of ourselves, for the benefit of each other, for the benefit of our tribes, communities, and the world. You know, we've all heard the thing is like, you are the average of the five people you hang around most often. And that's true about your money. That's true about your happiness. That's true. You know, we've all heard that. And for the most part, by the way, if I look at it objectively, it seems pretty true.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, there's a whole new science and a whole new body of research around this thing called mirror neurons.
Yes.
Really are these neurons that are at the side of our head that really help us to map primarily facial expressions and to read emotions and all those sorts of things. But it's more complex than that. And what it really boils down to is this, is that these mirror neurons, when we're sitting in a room and let's just imagine that, you know, Bob's over on the other side and Bob has a particular challenge and an issue, which he's articulated well. And then in the conversation and in the sharing of resources, he actually maps a solution.
Mm-hmm.
He actually maps a way of being and an action of doing that is significantly different and better. And when that happens, less than consciously, we are mapping that at the same time.
Absolutely.
And quite literally, simply by being in a community of people who are doing and being different, our brains and our neurons change.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I mean, I could go on and on and on, but that is the essence of it, and it's vitally, vitally important.
Well, and I think, I mean, for me, I'm a huge fan of stories and really telling stories and personal stories. And it's kind of the same thing. It's like, because when we are actually telling a story, it's not just about us. It's about the transformation that people are having while they're listening to the story, right? Like the people are transforming as they're finding a solution, as they are having a breakthrough. And I couldn't agree this more, Shane. Like we were sharing with our friends and I was saying, Shane was able to do in a year and get in a year what it's taken me like 5 years,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, which is like such a great example of it.
Yes. Well, you know, and honestly, it took us 15 years to break seven figures. 15 years, and that's primarily doing it on my own in the mm-hmm. independent way and all of those pieces. And as soon as I started opening up that possibility, you know, the fastest we've done it is in about 9 months. Like that's quite a difference.
Yep.
And that's because of community relations and masterminds.
Awesome. So Jay, I know that we're getting to the end of our time. I want to give people the URL to download the manual, which is tinyurl.com/mm-manual, tinyurl.com/mm-manual. Are there any like last minute thoughts that you want to leave us with?
Well, you know, I think the biggest really is this idea. And the idea is pretty simple and straightforward. Every single person here, every single one of them has a gift to share.
Mm-hmm.
That you are a leader. That there are people out there looking for a tribe, and that you can do it easier. You can do it more joyfully. You can do it more passionately. You can have way, 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 way more fun than you currently have it. Like, way more fun.
Mm-hmm.
I think that whole piece is really the key idea around masterminds, is what if you have more fun? What if you can make more money? What if you can leverage your contribution? And what if it's a hell of a lot easier than what you're doing today? You know, that's really the big idea from my perspective. And I would really just love for people to, number one, get the manual, for goodness sake.
Mm-hmm.
Check out any of our other programs. If this is something that you want to do with your tribe, and come check it out. It will make a monumental difference in your life and in your community. Hugely.
Awesome.
Like, I can't say it clearer than that.
I love it. I love it. And Jay, it's been such a pleasure to have you on the show, and I just value so much your wisdom and your contribution. I think it's been really, really awesome, and I can't wait for people to really get to, you know, experience this. Oh yeah, by the way, if you want to get the video, just go to intuitivebusinessmastery.com/radio, intuitivebusinessmastery.com/radio. And Jay, thank you so much. It was such a pleasure. I know that we could go on forever, but we have other lives and other things to do. But So, everybody, until then, defy the ordinary, become extraordinary, and have a wonderful day.
Radio.
I'm just like, click, oh, that's okay. I'm telling you that so that I could like end it, and then I could just have a couple minutes free.
Sorry, you cut out just that was my first little garbage.
Did you? Yeah, just you know, debrief with you, and how did it feel? And
well, I really appreciate the conversation as always, and I love some depth, and I think that it was light enough that it was entertaining. We'll hang on.
Mm-hmm.
We've got lots of call to action to the manual.
Mm-hmm.
In that topic and any of those things resonate, good Lord, they'll do something.
I agree. Well, and it's always so fun. It's always so fun to connect with you. I thought it was really great, really organic, and you actually gave a lot of great value and great to start kind of understanding, like, really what masterminds are all about, and, you know, and hopefully that people are like, oh, like, I need to go get this. Yeah. I was super, super appreciative.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and I know regularly I'm going to find timing, and I'm glad that this thing, given that it's breaking all fun and wonderful things, but I know it was
93.
Are you ready to lose those love handles? Do you work hard to stay in shape and eat healthy, yet you can't get rid of stubborn fat? Now there's a clinically proven way to help you look slimmer without surgery or downtime. It's called Sculpture. Sculpture's innovative procedure destroys fat in just 25 minutes with visible results as quickly as 6 weeks. Sculpture sounds amazing, right? Check it out for yourself by clicking on the banner or go to goodbyefat.com.